Hello and welcome back to another 5 Tip Friday. But again, this week is not exactly about tips. This is kind of a continuation into the journal prompt that just came up in May, considering May is the month of Mother's Day. It's more about mothers that are dealing with separation, the end of their marriage, their husbands choosing to end the relationship, and how they feel about that, and how they feel about the man that they chose to be the father of their kids now that he is choosing to end the relationship. So I'm going to talk about 5 questions that you might ask yourself during this time. I know I did, and let's talk about them. Hello and welcome to another episode of the From Devastated to Divorced podcast. I'm Josie, your host and a separation survival specialist. Through my unique 5 chapters to surviving a separation methodology, I guide women who are grappling with the challenges of an unwanted separation. Together, we navigate the path from feeling devastated to confidently stepping into divorce. And today, we are talking about 5 questions you might ask yourself when you're dealing with a separation as a mom. Let's start with 1. How do I cope with the disappointment of witnessing the father of my children not living up to the expectations that I had for him? Well, I think you release any expectations that you had and you give yourself grace for realizing that maybe you chose somebody who wasn't capable or ready or interested in being the best possible father. And you don't really know that specifically when you meet someone and when you start dating them by the type of person they are, by how they act, by how they communicate with you. You, of course, feel like they are going to be a good husband, a good provider, a good partner, and a good father. But, you know, maybe they thought they would be too. And maybe the stress and responsibility is just not it. And they recognize that they can't or don't want to. And you can't do anything about that. So you cannot beat yourself up for the choice that you made, because at this point, he is who he is and he is their father, and you can't really do anything about that. So giving yourself grace. 2, what steps do I take to protect my children from the shortcomings and failures of their own father? Well, as much as it might suck and as much as you might want to say every time he fails to pick them up or cancels or brings them back early or asks to switch days with you because he's got something else he'd rather do, you're not going to tell them. You're going to protect them by not building him up, but also not tearing him down, because that is not going to help them. They're going to struggle and probably internalize it and, again, think that they are not worthy or that they have value, because kids don't really understand some of these things. And so they're going to feel like they did something wrong. So as much as it might burn you up that he's asking you again to switch weekends and you're thinking, why can't you just be grateful and value and be excited that you're going to have some time with your child? Why do you have to choose another party or another outing above your child? And you want to strangle them, you want to punch them in the face. You do not tell your kids. I'm not saying lie, and I'm not trying to say build him up, but there are conversations that can be had, and you can answer questions without lying to them and making it sound like, oh, he really wanted to come, but he couldn't because of this. No, but also not, no, he didn't even want to come. He'd rather go do something else. So you're just going to have to talk to the kids in a way that really speaks to giving them peace, even if you are burning up with anger? Number 3, how do I navigate the feelings of resentment towards him for abandoning his duties and responsibilities as a father? Well, how do you handle it? Journaling, venting to some willing participants, some friends in your support group, so that you can just vent about the type of person he is and how disappointed you are and how mad you are. And don't hold the feelings in, because that's not going to help anybody. But you can share with your therapist, with your coach, with your family and friends, just to yourself in your journal or your diary, and just say what you feel, put it out there, but then you have to let it go, because regardless, you can feel resentful, but you can't do anything about it again anyway. You can't control him or what he chose to do. So you just have to feel it and work through it and recognize that whatever he has chosen now is on him, and you are going to move forward as you. Number 4, what strategies can I employ to come to terms with the realization that I cannot change him? Something that you need to just come to terms with is that he is who he's going to be. You can't do anything about it. You're not going to waste energy and time trying to make him something that he is not. Fighting with him, calling him, reminding him of kids' events and why aren't you there and are you going to come and don't forget to come and you need to come. That is a whole bunch of energy that you're expanding that you could be using for yourself and for your children. So the strategy is to find acceptance and be like, this is who he is. I'm not going to be able to change him. If he doesn't show up, I am there watching my kid at the game. I am there watching my kid at the play. I am there when my child looks out into the crowd, and my child can depend on me. And that's all you can do. And honestly, as long as they feel loved and cared for by you, they're going to feel supported. And that's what you want. And lastly, number 5, in what ways do I ensure that my children receive the care and support they deserve despite the shortcomings of their father? My suggestion is, if you have other males in your family that you feel can be good examples, they have an uncle, they have an older cousin, get them around each other. Have them see male role models. Have them hang out with other guys and have that support system for them. And I'm mostly speaking about boys. I mean, your daughter can have a nice bond with your father if he's still alive, with an uncle, so that she has that influence in her life. But they shouldn't be like taking the father role. It's just so that she, in the future, when she looks around, she's like, yeah, I had male influences in my life. I had female influences in my life. And so that's a way that I would say that you can give your kids the support. And of course, you being there, loving them, showing them support, and not bashing the dad, and not ever saying, well, our family is not complete because he is not around. No, you have a complete, wonderful family, just you two. And that, or you three, or how many kids you have without specifically having their dad in the picture. And I definitely am going to add, I'm not going to suggest that the answer would be to hurry up and get into a whole new relationship so that your children can have a father figure, because unless you've done the healing, unless you're bringing someone into an amazing, healed, healthy situation, that's not going to help anybody. It might actually hurt. So that is one thing that I will suggest you not do. We're not looking to replace your ex with a new man just so that the kids have a man around, because sometimes, many times, if that is the sole main motivation, it doesn't end out the way you want, and your children could resent you in the future because of it. So definitely don't do that. All right, I hope you found these 5 questions and their answers interesting. If you are struggling with your unwanted separation and you have kids at home and you don't even know how to put one foot in front of the other, please check out my course. It is a roadmap for your future. It's going to show you where you're stuck and what you need to do to move forward. There are some activities, there are some tools in that program to help you. And if it would have been around when I was going through my journey, I know that I would have really avoided some of my pitfalls and some of the pain. And that's why I made it for you. So check it out. The information will be in the show notes. And if you have any other questions or concerns, you always know where to find me. And with that, I'll leave you and I will catch you on the next one. Bye for now. Thanks again for listening. And if you found value in today's episode, I would really appreciate it if you could go take a moment and leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming from. It would really help to get the word out and help us build this community. And as we wrap up today's Heart to Heart, I hope you find healing, feel your strength grow, and embrace your journey forward.